Yeah, it's something special. These are the games you want to be playing in as a player, you know. So thank God I've been able to sample two cup finals, and you know, going for three in a row is an incentive. So I'm training buzzing this morning, so everyone's ready to go. We want to put things right after it. What a way you look at a disappointing league campaign, so we want to finish on a high.
And yourself, you're fully fit?
I'm fully fit, yeah. Yeah, played 60 minutes against Bray Friday, trained fully today, doing two sessions for the last 2 or 3 weeks trying to get my fitness back. So yeah, if I get selected I'll be ready to go Sunday.
Frustrating sitting in the sidelines the last couple of weeks?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially, I know the league was gone, but you want to play yourself into contention to start in the cup final, you know. No matter what age you are, you want to be playing in these games. They don't come around often, so to not be involved was kind of wrecking my head, to be honest with you. But I had to put the work in now big time, 7 days a week, as I said, twice a day to get back. You know, Kev Tatton, the strength and conditioning coach, done great work with me, and Joe Normandow, the physios, and we're 2 weeks ahead of schedule, so I couldn't have done much more. So drive on now to Sunday.
Looking back at the season as a whole, how frustrating has it been to see Dundalk take your league title from you, and how motivating is that heading into Sunday?
Yeah, it's not nice seeing your biggest rivals, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years getting over on you, but I don't think we've done enough over the league campaign to win the league. I think we fell short. So as I said, we kind of have to put that now on the back burner, but use it as motivation as well to drive on come Sunday, and obviously get one over the dock and deliver 3 in a row cups, first time in Cork City's history, first time in history in Cork, to get 3 in a row. So it'd be something special to make history with a great bunch of lads down here.
Can you put your finger on why the league campaign kind of fell short?
I just don't think we're good enough, Rory, being brutally honest. You know, we made mistakes, got punished, all of us, back four, midfielders, forwards, everything. It was a collective effort, you know. And then obviously our European campaign kind of fell short as well. So it was just, but everyone's disappointed, you know. But it's football, you can't rest on your laurels, you have to drive on. And as I said, we've a massive game to look forward to Sunday, so that can all be put to bed now if we bring home the trophy to Cork on Sunday.
For most other teams, getting to the FA Cup final, finishing second in the league is a successful season. It shows you how high the standard has risen down here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was my first league title, most of the lads' first league title, and such a buzz in the town, such a buzz in the city. Everyone, West Cork, East Cork, wherever you went, people knew you. And we wanted that again, you know, and it hurt not doing that, you know. After sampling it once, you want to do it again and again. So I think for all the young lads, you learn not to take anything for granted in football. They're going 30 years of age, and sometimes you think success just comes easy. But we found out the hard way, kind of brought that back down to earth, that it doesn't come easy. And, you know, obviously next year I'll try to get it back, but that's football, and as I said, get 3 in a row Sunday.
I spoke to Gary Buckley last week, and he said he'd noticed a bit of abuse coming your way because he didn't win the league. Is that something you've noticed?
I wouldn't say abuse, no. Obviously, people are frustrated, but players are just as frustrated, if not more, you know. You're kind of the victim of your own success, you know. You're expected to win every game. We expect ourselves as players and professionals to win every game. So when it's not going right, obviously everyone's frustrated, and it's a collective, fans and players. So probably was a bit of abuse here and there, but you have to take the good. We all took the good, and we won the league, and we won the cup. So you have to take the bad when you're not delivering. So at the end of the day, you're a paid professional to deliver 3 points, to deliver trophies. So you know, just take it, move on.
Is there more pressure on you this year, going up to win the trophy, to get something out of your season than there was last year, trying to win the double?
I would personally, I don't feel any added pressure really. It's just it's another game, you know. I think we've the upper hand in the cup. If you go in thinking there's an added pressure and stuff, you're already putting yourself behind before you even kick a football. So no, I don't think there's added pressure. Maybe the fans might think that there's an added pressure that we need to deliver, but I know we're fully capable of going up there and winning the game, you know. So, and as I said, if it takes 120 minutes, if it takes penalties, we're prepared for any avenue. So no, I don't think there's an added pressure, but at the same time, just want to get out there Sunday and just get the game going.
Where and what areas are you better than Dundalk?
There's a few areas, but don't really want to speak about them. We're watching video and we're doing all our analysis and stuff, so I keep all that in house, you know. There is areas, weaknesses, strengths. Probably just like us, they'll be looking at us and our strengths and our weaknesses, and it's up to management and the players to identify their weaknesses and try and exploit them, and that's going to be for both sides. So you know, we'll be prepared for everything they throw at us, and I'm sure they'll be the same.
It's a big pitch up there, a big wide open space. Do you enjoy playing up there?
I enjoy it for about 20 minutes. No, it's obviously a brilliant experience playing the national team stadium now. Not many players get to do that, you know, and I'd be lucky enough now, this is my third final to play in the Aviv, and you know, it's a great day out for everybody, you know. You're suited and booted, and you've thousands upon thousands of people come up the road from Cork to hopefully witness another memorable day in Cork City Football Club history, you know, and that's what we want to aim for.
Last two finals, there's been two great Cork City goals. The 2016 goal, Seán Maguire scoring, your throw started all that.
I can't believe we're going to be known as a long showman for my career. Like, I've done other things. No. you tell me. No, well, yeah. That's actually probably one of my best memories now, wearing any football shirt, was seeing Shawnee swivel on the ball, you know. To be honest, I was too tired to cross it, so I just threw it. And then obviously getting to score a penalty last year, and eventually Merrick made the save, and Saz put in the winner. So they're all special memories, you know, and they're stuff I'll cherish forever, and hopefully we'll make more of them Sunday.
Four cup finals in a row now, big Cork City crowd still going to come up on Sunday. How important is that for you?
Yeah, it's massive, you know, and you know, we want to finish on a high, we want to finish the season out. I think the fans deserve some sort of silverware after the year, you know. They've paid €1,000 travelling to see us in Europe, you know, and all up and down the country, you know, Derry, back down. Like, so, look, we want to reward them, but at the same time, we want to reward ourselves, you know, the hard work we've put in since January, you know. Take the management, John Carter, Kearney, everyone deserves it. So, you know, football doesn't know yet, though, so you have to go out and win it yourself.
If you were to listen to the rumour mill, this could be your last game for Cork City. Is that the case?
Oh, that's what it's called, the rumour mill, for a reason, isn't it? Look, we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see what happens. Just concentrate on Sunday, and then we'll see.
How confident are you heading up on Sunday?
Yeah, very confident, yeah, absolutely. As I said, we've won it twice last 2 years, so why not? Why not go and do a third try? And, you know, I want to be part of Cork City history, where you're the first team to win 3 in a row, and that's something you can always have with you.
Best luck.
Thanks, Roy.